AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Federal Reserve gauge on inflation dropped. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
A report from the Commerce Department shows consumer spending in June rose 0.5%. Consumer prices were up 0.2% from May to June, or 3% annually, down from a 3.8% increase in May. Core prices remained elevated at 0.2% or 4.1% annually, with increases in financial services, insurance, housing, utilities, and recreation, and video and media equipment.
The numbers are the latest signs the Federal Reserve's drive to tame inflation may succeed without triggering a recession. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. A hearing continues in Michigan for teenager Ethan Crumley, who shot and killed four students at his high school in 2021. It's to determine if Crumley gets life in prison or a lesser sentence with the chance of parole. An Oxford High School student testified about he escaped after coming face to face with the shooter.
When he moved the gun away from me, his side, kind of, I ran behind his back and out the door.
Okay. Why did you do that?
Because I think when I saw his body, I realized that if I stayed, I was going to die.
Another student recalled how she helped save a girl who was severely wounded, telling a judge she moved her to an empty classroom, applied pressure to stop the bleeding, and started to pray. Canadian border agents seized nearly 140 pounds of cocaine worth $6 million from a commercial truck trying to enter the country from North Dakota. Russia is blaming Ukraine for a missile attack in southern Russia. Kremlin forces also pounded a Ukrainian village. Mexico's Navy located the boat of a missing American sailor off the country's southern coast, but the Maryland man, who had been piloting it solo, wasn't found. Donald Lawson's capsized boat was found about 140 miles from Acapulco. Lawson is an experienced sailor. This is AP News. The clock is ticking on federal relief programs. The clock is ticking on federal relief programs that offer help and services for homeless children who fell behind during the pandemic.
A lot of children struggled with trying to learn online when schools were closed because of COVID outbreaks. And Bridget Ibarra's daughter faced more obstacles because of homelessness.
She did not know her alphabet. She was in second grade and couldn't tell me.
The Arizona mother fought for tutoring and extra help at Homeward Bound Arizona.
We assess every family when they come in.
Community Services Director Caitlin Dean says federal pandemic relief programs offer tutoring and counseling for struggling homeless children. Those federal programs expire next year, so agencies are rushing to get families signed up. Federal data suggests tens of thousands of homeless children fell through the cracks during the pandemic. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.